The man accused in the shooting death of 32-year-old Catherine Steinle on a San Francisco pier last week is being arraigned there today as the debate over his presence in that city intensifies. 45-year-old Francisco Sanchez is an undocumented immigrant with a long felony rap sheet and a history of being deported back to Mexico. Sanchez was arrested on a drug warrant in March, but local authorities reportedly did not inform federal immigration officials when they released him, despite a federal request for San Francisco authorities to do so. And that is because San Francisco is one of the country's so-called sanctuary cities. Alan Gomez covers immigration for USA Today. He's with us from Miami. Alan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about sanctuary cities and start with the basic question, which is what exactly are they?
Sanctuary city is not an official designation, but basically what it means is that the local city has told its employees that they cannot turn undocumented immigrants that they encounter over to federal authorities.
And there are a lot of these cities, including New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, Philadelphia. The biggest cities in the U.S. are sanctuary cities.
Yeah, it's really interesting when you see the pattern of what cities have kind of adopted these policies. I mean, you listed some of these big cities that have these historically large immigrant populations, but there's also some other places. I mean, you wouldn't be surprised to learn that places like San Diego, Albuquerque, Houston, Laredo, down along the border are sanctuary cities. But there's places, let's say, like in the Rust Belt, like Detroit, Dayton, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. Because of their, you know, a lot of population outflow, they've resorted to these policies to try to draw immigrants into their communities. Other places throughout the Midwest, Minneapolis, St. Paul, you look in the extreme Northeast, in Vermont and Maine, there's a lot of cities that just need to have more workers in there, have created these policies to welcome in these workers that are doing a lot of the work in those local economies.
To welcome in these workers, to bring immigrants into their economies, but also the supporters of sanctuary cities would say the reason that this is a good idea is because when there are crimes, these people are willing to come forward and talk to local officials about them as opposed to staying in the shadows because they're worried that if they come forward and talk to a local official, they'll be deported.
Exactly. And what you hear from a lot of police chiefs and sheriffs from around the country is that the second that local police start getting involved with immigration enforcement, all of a sudden they stop getting tips from those communities. There have been cases where, let's say, somebody calls up to report a crime. Obviously, they have to provide their information, their identifying information. And lo and behold, a little while later, an immigration agent comes knocking. So that worries a lot of people. And these cops, what they're saying is that it erodes the trust that they have within those communities. On the flip side, folks who are very much against these policies say that, you know, they should be going after these folks, that these undocumented immigrants who are there should be worried about going to police, should be pursued. And so that's why you have this debate that we're seeing play out on that national stage right now.
Well, and we're also having this debate because, let's face it, of comments that were made by Donald Trump when he made his announcement that he's running for president, talking about illegal immigrants coming in from Mexico and saying that they're rapists and they're drug dealers and they're committing crimes. Alan Gomez, put this in context. Is crime like this committed more often by people who are here illegally than any other person who's in the U.S.?
I can tell you that I've been covering immigration for many years now, and every statistical analysis that I've seen comparing illegal immigrant, undocumented immigrant crime to American crime, let's say, just doesn't pan out. There was a Pew report a couple of years ago that found that first-generation immigrants were far less likely than the native-born Americans to commit crimes. I spent several months crunching data down along the southwest border back when people were talking about Mexican cartel violence spilling over into the United States to see if those communities along the border were really being affected by this crime. And what we found was the opposite was true. The closer you got to the border, the safer you were. And this gets to this idea that if you're an undocumented immigrant living in this country, your goal in life is not to be detected. So the idea that you're going to go on this wild crime spree and risk drawing the attention of not only local police, but then immigration agents, I just haven't seen that play out.
But do you think that as a result of what we've just seen happen in San Francisco, that the whole idea of a sanctuary city is going to have to change in some way, if not go away completely?
Well, I think it's going to have to some degree, and here's why. At the core of what happened in San Francisco is this federal program called Secure Communities. And what that is if you get arrested today, you know, they book you at the local jail, they send your fingerprints already to national crime databases to see if you have committed crimes in other states and other cities. Under Secure Communities, they also pass that information along to federal immigration agencies to see if you have any immigration problems. And so what the feds have done is asked local communities, if they identify somebody that they want to pick up, hey, hold on to that person for us so we can come get them. And so what a lot of cities like San Francisco have done is fought back against that and said, we don't want to participate. It erodes our relationship with our communities, with those immigrant communities. But in this case, they were supposed to alert immigration authorities because he had such an extensive criminal record. Even in California, where they encourage local police agencies not to hand over information to the feds, they say, hey, if somebody's got a couple of felonies on their record, yes, absolutely turn them over to immigration and customs officials. But this sort of blanket idea of allowing all undocumented immigrants, of not passing any of them on to immigration officials, I think we're going to see some changes to that following this really tragic case out there.
Alan Gomez, who covers immigration for USA Today. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.